This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A free school lunch bill has been vetoed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte after passing the Republican-majority Montana legislature. The bill would have eliminated co-payments for reduced-priced lunches. House Bill 551, carried by Helena Democratic Representative and former teacher Melissa Romano, would have covered the price of reduced lunches for about $600,000 annually from the state general fund. Reduced lunches cost around 30 or 40 cents, but can still add up for struggling parents, Romano said during the session. It also can turn school administrators into collection agents, hurting the trust between parents and the district, school administrators have said. Representative Romano said, "One in six children in Montana live in a food-insecure household, and school meals can be the most reliable meals in a kid's life. House Bill 551 would have helped kids get a reliable, nutritious meal without worrying about school lunch debt and its stigma. It would have addressed some of the behavioral and attention issues teachers are facing in the classroom and helped kids succeed." Not only is Gianforte's veto harmful for students seeking school lunches, Gianforte's veto comes as Montana could be losing millions of dollars in federal food benefits if President Donald Trump's reconciliation and budget bill passes. The Montana Quality Education Coalition, the American Heart Association in Montana, the Blackfeet Nation, Fort Belknap Indian Community, Chippewa Cree Tribe of Rocky Boys Reservation, the Helena School District, and the Big Fork Food Bank all were supportive of the legislation during the session. About 21,000 students currently qualify for free and reduced school lunches. Montana House of Representatives Democratic Minority Leader Katie Sullivan said, "The governor failed Montana students, in particular the most vulnerable. Under the governor's watch, low-income kids will continue to enter into debt with their school lunch cafeteria, skip meals, and go hungry in the classroom." Longtime Montana politician Congressman Pat Williams, 87, of Missoula, died last Wednesday. The Democratic legislator and the last Democrat that Montana elected to the U.S. House of Representatives served 9 terms in the U.S. House from 1979 to 1997. Pat Williams was Montana's longest-serving congressman. Williams was first elected to the Montana House of Representatives from Silver Bow County in 1966. After serving 2 terms in the Montana legislature, he worked as an executive assistant to Montana Congressman and future U.S. Senator John Melcher. Pat Williams was born in Butte in 1937 during the Great Depression and rose to the highest ranks of Montana politics. In Congress, Williams served on the Budget, Natural Resources, Education, Labor, and Agriculture Committees. He sponsored the Family and Medical Leave Act, helped to create the American Conservation Corps, championed the National Endowment for the Arts, and was involved in protecting the Lee Metcalf and Rattlesnake Wilderness areas in Montana. In 1985, he was appointed Majority Whip for the Democrats in the House. Pat Williams' family said about him in his obituary, "He believed government could be a force for good, and that culture, wilderness, and education were not luxuries, but rights. He never gave up on the American experiment, nor on the rugged promise of his home state." Pat Williams will lie in state in the Capitol building in Helena, and a memorial service will be held in July. Pat Williams, Democrat, Montana state legislator, Montana's longest-serving congressman, dead at the age of 87. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.